Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. The wisdom moment for today. And of course, as we said earlier, wisdom is knowledge properly applied. I mean, God is wisdom. But I'm reading the proverb from Proverbs chapter 1, verses 10 through 19. It reads, "My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, 'Come along with us and let us lie in wait for innocent blood,' let's ambush some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive like the grave and whole. Like those who go down to the pit, we will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our house with plunder. Cast lots with us, and we'll all share in this loot. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set foot on their paths, for their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood, and how useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it." And it's like today, when you hear us talk about, it's just business. This is the very first proverb in the book of Proverbs, talking about ill-gotten gain. I mean, you can take the first part of what I was reading slowly to you and say, you know what? That sounds like somebody trying to get me in this particular business deal. But you got to ask the right questions. Is it legal? Are we bilking people here? Are we taking advantage of them? Are we asking for exorbitant prices that's unfair? When we finish this business transaction, will they be worse off than they were in the beginning, or will they be blessed because of the encounter that took place? Well, these guys would say, it doesn't matter. We're going to do these folks in. Don't you understand? We don't even care if their blood is let over this. We don't even care. We'll hide out and we'll wait for them to come and we'll rob them. I mean, think about all the people today. And the mindset, this is ill-gotten gain, money gotten in a way that was ill. It was wrong in the way that it was gotten. Now, you may be working with a company or a business. You may have a business. But it's dawned on you at some point that this is not right. But maybe you're doing like so many people are doing today. But I got to have a job. I mean, I got to have an income. But understand, God is not pleased and will not bless and will not accept you oppressing people your entire life just so you can have milk on your cereal. He'd rather you have a crumb of bread and be struggling for your existence than to make 100 people struggle for their existence and have a crumb of bread because you took their money through ill-gotten ways. Ill-gotten gain. So many people are wanting to make money on money and all these other kind of things going on. And it's like the church has totally slipped the whole concept of going like, we got to care about folks. We got to care about folks. We shouldn't be thinking like how we can have, if our poorest people are richer than 80% of the world, that means the majority of America is richer probably than 5 or 3% of the world. And it's like, we got to be careful. How are we managing that which God has given to us? And how you do business matters. It matters how you do business. It matters if you're not being upfront and you got such small print that you know that lady can't read that small print and you just kind of brush over that fact. You should just lay it out there. Trust God. Lay everything out there. Let them know what's going on and let them make a decision. But don't be hiding things and putting things in contracts that people can't find. You know, and don't make money off other people's losses. It's not okay. It's not okay if you see people that are, I mean, we think about it. you know, what we've done in America, in a lot of states now, maybe every state, that we decided to pay for our education with monies that come from gambling, from lotteries. So you have these folks who are struggling, trying to make a living, and they just have a couple of dollars, and I want to get some hope, and they start paying money into the education for your kid in hopes that they might get some winning pot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and of course, just one or two win. But everybody, you know, makes money off that ill-gotten gain, and that person, the majority of those folks, needed that money. They had this hope, and it's like, we're making money. We're educating our kids on ill-gotten gain. Maybe think about it. Why don't we just pay for what we want, what we're using? Why do we have to manipulate people to the point where we stir their false hopes up and say, we'll take them, we'll spread this net out here called the state lottery, and they'll all play it, and you know, 1 out of 1 million people will get something out of it, and everybody else will take their money and we'll educate our kids with it. I mean, that's ill. You know, it's like, why don't we just pay for our kids' education? Why don't we just tax the appropriate amount of money? Why do we have to bilk people? You know what I'm saying? Why do we have to bilk people? Now, if we didn't tie that into education, and there was a lottery going on, well, that's just people playing a lottery or whatever. But we're actually educating our kids based off somebody's
loss.
That's a big difference. And complaining about how things are done.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many business deals? How many people take advantage of people? And I talk about it quite often, called the deal. And people just brag about the deal they got. And it's like, but how do they, can I talk to the other person in this deal? How do they feel?
Right.
Well, you know, they just should have asked the right questions. They didn't ask the right questions. Mm. Well, you should have volunteered all that. But when you when you openly talk about these things, you're trusting God. When you hide them, you're trusting your own ways. And this way, it would be ill-gotten increase.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody's perfect. We're not seeing things work out well. But if you intentionally are laying in wait to take that which belongs to another, that's ill-gotten gain. And what he says about that, very specifically, he says, and he's telling us, the wisdom says, my son, don't go along with them. Don't even set your foot on the paths. For their feet rush into evil. They're swift to shed blood. It's amazing how many people don't care that the widow woman's bleeding.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care that she can't pay her light bill because of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Predatorial lending taking place. Man, just put a mortgage on your house. Put a mortgage on it just so you can get a 2% bonus on your check while she's wrapped with a 20-year mortgage that she couldn't afford.
And the house that she's going to lose.
And then here comes Mr. Reverse mortgage dude, and all of a sudden he's going to wrap her up for the rest of her life and own her house the moment she goes on to be with the Lord.
Mm.
Then you have little small clause in it that says, and some of those, that if she doesn't pay her taxes, you take it anyway, even when she's alive. And it's like, what have we come to?
Mm-hmm.
What have we come to? Listen, God is the provider. All things come from God. We're not perfect. You're not going to have what everybody else has. You're going to have what God's given you. It could be more, it could be less. But you can be satisfied with what God has given you. If you honor God with what he's given you with the first fruits, if you just say, Lord, I acknowledge you're the one that gave me this increase, you're the one that blessed the work of my hands. We quite often call that the tithe, but it's the first fruits of it, and give it to God and say, God, here, thank you for what you've given me. God said, I'll pour you out a blessing that you can't contain. You don't have to be scamming everybody and duelling people and have this ill-gotten gain. Begin to follow God. Today's wisdom moment is from Proverbs chapter 1. Verse 10 through 19. My son, if sinful men entice you, do not give in to them. If they say, come along with us, let us lie in wait for innocent blood. Let's ambush some harmless soul. Let's swallow them alive, like the grave and whole, like those who go down to the pit. We will get all sorts of valuable things and fill our houses with plunder.
Mm.
Cast lots with us. And we'll all share in the money.
Mm.
the stuff and the things. My son, do not go along with them. Do not set your foot on their path, for their feet rush into evil. They are swift to shed blood. How useless to spread a net where every bird can see it. These men lie in wait for their own blood. They ambush only themselves. Such are the paths of all who go after ill-gotten gain. It takes away the life of those who get it. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.